I think I understood Business Day's headline story today about Discovery being told to stop selling cheap health cover. It's very technical, very complicated. Let's get Hilton Kalner, Chief Executive of Discovery South Africa, to join us this evening. You've been told, Hilton, in very simple terms, that you can't sell cheap health cover anymore. Is that fundamentally accurate?
Good evening, Bruce. I think essentially the case is one between the Board of Healthcare Funders and the Council for Medical Schemes in terms of the license that's been given to Discovery Life to sell, as you say, low cost health insurance, which is our Discovery primary care range, and the process that we went through in order to derive that exemption. So essentially, the ruling of the appeal board that adjudicated on this has said that the exemption wasn't exceptional at the time, which is one of the requirements, and therefore the council and ourselves have got to go back to the drawing board in terms of how we offer these products, which are quite frankly very important products for South Africans, particularly at this point in time. I think that's the most important thing.
How long have you been selling these products?
These products have been on the market for about 5 years now. They really started to get traction in the last 3 years. We have about 100,000 members on this product, I think it really meets an essential need of providing access to primary care at a very affordable price point. And so, you know, the important point is that for the existing clients, there's no short term impact. They are not impacted by this ruling. They can continue to receive the cover, but it's important to resolve this matter so that we can really offer these products more broadly. They, as I say, play a fundamental need, and they're broadening access to private healthcare, which I think we're seeing at the moment is so important.
What is the concern here by the regulators? Why are the regulators opposed to you in this market in the way that you are in it? I don't think they would object to you selling cheap healthcare cover. They seem to be concerned about the way in which it's being done or the sort of benefits that are being paid.
No,
what is the problem?
Not at all. No, the regulators actually provided the exemption. So the regulators themselves have been very, very supportive. This was the Board of Healthcare Funder, which is one of the industry associations that represents some of the medical schemes that themselves want to offer these products. And that's at really the core of it, is that up until now, only insurance companies have been offered this exemption process or been able to take advantage of this exemption process. And in fact, more entities, more medical schemes want access to it. So the regulator has actually been very supportive and has encouraged, I suppose, the access to these products by providing this exemption. And over time, these products will move into the medical scheme environment, and that's really where we see them playing a fundamental role.
Well, again, forgive me for being really thick here, but why is there a difference between a medical scheme and the way it is treated and the way in which an insurance company is treated when the insurance company is essentially selling what is a medical scheme?
So that's the technical difference, is that medical schemes have to provide what's called prescribed minimum benefits, which is a minimum basket of coverage. And that effectively sets almost a minimum premium for the medical scheme, because you have to provide those benefits. Health insurance products don't have to. So these products typically offer less coverage. In our case, it's really aimed at primary care, so it's GP consultations, basic medicine, dentistry, radiology, pathology, but not really your major hospital cover that you'd find in the medical scheme. So that's the fundamental difference. But over time, we expect that these products will move into the medical scheme environment and be regulated and stand side by side with other medical scheme products. And that's the intention.
I mean, I don't think there can be an argument that we don't need a full suite of products in terms of affordability. You either are entirely dependent on the state system, or you choose to opt out of elements of a state system if you can't afford the time to wait in the queues, for example, at a public healthcare clinic, but you'd like to see a GP. You might want to buy yourself some insurance in order to facilitate that. Even if you can't afford to get yourself into a private hospital, that GP could send you back to a public hospital, for example. I mean, that's the bridge that we're looking to build here.
Yeah, that is the difference. I think for employers, which is really the sort of the target market for these products, they often, and more we're finding, are looking to provide this basic primary care for their staff, for low-income staff, so they subsidize and they cover the full cost in many instances. So it's relatively low cost, quite affordable at about 200 to 300 rand a month, and it provides really sort of cost-effective basic access to private healthcare. So for any staff or employees that that do get ill, have sort of a cold, flu, or sort of a basic healthcare need, they can access it in a private sector, and so it's been very, very well received, and you can see it really does meet that sort of that need that we see out there.
Existing product stays valid. No new product can be sold until when?
Until it's resolved. So we're hoping that the low cost, what's called the low cost benefit options framework, which is really sort of a framework that will allow medical schemes to offer these products on almost an unfettered basis, will be in place. And the Council for Medical Schemes is managing that process at an industry level. We hope that will be in place next year. And at that point, then we'll be able to really start marketing these products again.
Thank you, Hilton, very much indeed. Hilton Kellner is the Discovery Holdings South Africa Chief Executive.